Some call Donald Chin the face of Seattle's Chinatown. Others called him its protector. Chin was fatally shot early Thursday morning in the neighborhood that was the focus of his life's work. He operated the International District Emergency Center for decades. Many gathered for an impromptu memorial Thursday to mourn together and to remember his life. KUOW's Liz Jones was there.
Family, friends, and neighbors hug each other as they head into a community center in Seattle's International District. Nearby, just beyond the decorative gates of Chinatown, two fire trucks are parked nose to nose. Their ladders extend high in the air, a tribute to Donald Chin.
My name is Ron Chu, and I'm director of the International Community Health Services Foundation. Everybody in the International District knows Donnie. He's a much beloved person here. He was a medic down here, and he was our first point of contact for any kind of emergency situations that came up. But the odd thing is, you call Donnie when something comes up. There's nobody to call. There's this big gaping void.
Connie So, Beacon Hill. You know, I just saw him on Sunday at the Chinatown Parade. And, you know, you always see him. He's a guy who's picking up the garbage if people leave. He's a guy when people are having heat exhaustion, because Sunday was so hot during the Chinatown Parade. He was there tending to people. I mean, he is always there, tireless, selfless, humble. It's such a loss to the community. It's shocking.
My name is Hong, H-U-N-G, Luke, L-U-C.
I'm Tammy, Luke, too.
Our store is here and my warehouse is up there, so I would walk the street pretty much every day. And I would see him every day. Let's say if someone get robbed or someone get hurt on the street, he's usually the first one here. Yeah.
And so we had the huge earthquake. He was the person that actually go in and grab all the elderly out of the buildings and rescue them out. No one really did that. Him and his crews did those.
Who's going to take care? I mean, the community right now, so I don't know. We'll see.
No media were allowed inside the community meeting. People on their way out said it was standing room only. Their eyes were red, their heads down, their hearts heavy. One man who'd known Donald for years pointed out at the fire trucks in the street. He said 30 years ago, the police presence here, the fire trucks, it wouldn't have happened. This is Donald's legacy. For KUOW News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.
Donald Chin was 59 years old.